Yeah.
I don't like microphones. No, you're very good with them. You'd be a good MC, Alan. Yeah. Thanks for coming out tonight. No, it's just what they say at rock and roll shows, you know. So, as Alan mentioned, I'm teaching SPP 580, the values and ethics class, in the fall. Yeah? Yeah. Too close?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I told you. I make no... All right. So, tell me up or down, Trey. All right. So, I'm teaching SPP 580, values and ethics, in the fall. Alan will have to tell you who's doing it in the winter and the differences between the sections. I'll try to tell you about what my class does for comparison purposes. I tried to distill what I say on the first day of class from my notes here. Like other elements of the core, 580 is a policy analysis class. It sort of tries to add to your toolkit for assessing whether a policy is a good one, which policy is best, but it focuses on a specific aspect of that question that involves clarifying the goals that a good policy ought to achieve and the moral principles that it ought to be consistent with. In other classes, we try to think about how to assess whether a policy is effective, whether it's politically or organizationally feasible. But there's another dimension, a good public policy, that goes beyond those kinds of things, and it's this dimension that has to do with values and ethics. A good policy is not just an effective policy, not just a politically and organizationally feasible policy, but also a just policy, one that treats people fairly, that respects their rights and their liberty, and the goal of the ethics class is to try to sharpen your understanding of what those difficult but important ideas mean, and then your ability to connect them with specific policy issues. And so to do that, we do a couple of things. One is to spend some time with the general conceptual issues, trying to understand what all those general moral ideals that I just mentioned mean, or more exactly, we try to look at the debates about what they mean. And so, for example, we try to think through what it means to say that something is a right, and when it's appropriate to make that claim, or when the state is justified in restricting individual liberty, those sorts of things. And in all this, the goal, in a nutshell, is to help you think about the values that policy is trying to achieve, and in particular, make sure that you have an appropriately broad view of the obligations of public policy, one that includes distinctively moral values like justice and liberty and individual rights. So that's all at the level of kind of clarifying general concepts, but then we also look at a very wide range of policy issues, both international and domestic, that turn partly on questions like these, where figuring out what the best policy is requires you to make some judgment about what's fair, what protects people's rights, what's consistent with personal liberty, and so on. That might include questions about what a state's obligations are to accept refugees, or whether the federal government's efforts to promote marriage among welfare recipients are an infringement on personal liberty, or how state governments ought to distribute educational funding across school districts. Or whether it's fair to bar people who have felony records from living in public housing or from voting. Or today we talked about family leave policies. Is there some imperative of fairness that suggests that the government ought to be trying to subsidize parents? So we look at least 15 or 20 different policy debates like these over the course of the semester, and so you get a chance to delve into a bunch of policy issues that you might not have thought about before. And in all these cases, the point is to figure out which policy is best, you can't avoid taking a moral position. You have to also ask the ethical question of which impacts are really important, or even if it's impacts rather than something else like respect for rights that is really crucial. So that's hopefully gives you a flavor of what we do in the class. I don't know, do we take questions here, Alan? Or?
Well, you can because we got extra time here. Later on, maybe not.
Okay. So what can I tell you about the class that I haven't yet? Yeah. you'll get an A, everybody else gets B's. No, it's some written assignments, short written assignments, a policy memo. We did an op-ed this time. There's a slightly longer, you know, 5-page-ish, you know, final paper on topics to be determined. So it's a bunch of short written assignments that we grade. Yeah. I always forget those kind of logistical things that people want to know about. Yeah. What aspect do I enjoy teaching the most? As I mentioned, it's one of the classes in the core curriculum where we get to explore a really wide range of policy areas, from, you know, refugee policy to educational finance and so on. And I think, you know, thinking across not the full range of policy, because nothing, but you know, a pretty wide range of policy issues, I find really interesting. And it's also a among the core classes, it's a fairly intellectual class in the sense that we spend a lot of time with philosophy and these kind of foundational questions about policy. And, you know, I get a kick out of that stuff. I try to keep it concrete and married to real policy issues, so you're not just reading John Rawls all semester, but you read some John Rawls. So. Lucas, my son, Trey, is asking about. He's 22 months old. I'll put a picture up. No, I won't put pictures up. He has not yet come to class, though. When we talked about family leave policy today, we pointed out that the separation of home and workplace both creates burdens for parents that arguably society ought to compensate, but also is bad for kids because they don't get to see what work is like. And so, yeah, maybe I should bring him to class so he sees, what does it mean when daddy goes to work? No, he's not coming to class. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's not a Ford School class, but I also teach a class in the fall in the planning school called The Social Life of Public Spaces. If you're interested in that, come talk to me. It's basically about urban public space policy, urban parks, plazas, that kind of thing. I can let you know about that if you shoot me an email. Thanks.
So a public space wouldn't include Facebook? Is that not a public space? You get into that? Ah, I see. Do we have a town square? I don't think we do.
That's the
Okay.